Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is presented by David Lowe & Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM. Live from the Edmore Sawgrass Chevrolet Studios, Morse has more. Visit EdmoreSawgrass.com. This is Hockman and Crowder on Miami's Sports Radio 560 WQAM, 96.5 FM HD2, and online at WQAM.com.
All right, now what we've read today is that the UM-FSU game is going to remain at 3:30. I thought they might move it to noon, but it looks like Nate is kind of veering to the West. Yes. So we'll bring on Blake James here and find out the latest. We'll go to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline and talk with the athletic director at the U, Blake James. Hello, Blake.
Get in there.
Get in there. That is amazing. That is amazing. If Joe Zagacki can pull it off as good as you just did right there, we're going to have one hell of a song.
Well, we're going to have to make sure that happens. I'll talk to Joe about that.
Let's talk about UMFSU for a second here. So there are no changes to the game time, location, any of that stuff?
No, we announced a short time ago, and I know FSU has put out a release. We're going to keep the game right at 3:30, and so that shouldn't impact anyone's plans, and hopefully Mother Nature works out, and we have a great day for football.
And there's no chance that that this is going to be, like, that's firm, that's solid, it's Saturday
at
3:30.
The game is going to happen at 3:30 on Saturday, obviously, unless something were to happen where the game isn't played at all, which I can't imagine what that would be. But, yeah, I feel 100% confident saying the game's going to happen 3:30 on Saturday as scheduled.
Had you guys had serious conversations or consideration that this thing might be postponed again or moved again?
Well, I mean, I think anytime you're talking about moving a game, it's a serious conversation. So, as I said earlier this week, we were in conversations with both the ACC and Florida State University about the situation and monitoring what was going on. And I spoke with Stan Wilcox, their AD, a couple times. We were on with Commissioner Swofford and stand through the advice of their experts there, felt confident in saying that we were going to be good to go, and that sounds great to me. I'm looking forward to an exciting game on Saturday.
Blake, I wanted to ask you about that and, like, the final decision, even with the Irma stuff, where the final decision, how was that made where, like you said, do you have to get together with the other teams and the conference and everybody say, hey, it's just not safe to play a game?
Yeah, it is, Channing. It's really a variety of different communications that are taking place. Using the Florida, I guess I'll use the Florida State game as an example. Obviously, we were in storm mode, but Stan had reached out to me and really expressed his concern right away about our game on September 16th. And I said to him at that time, I said, I don't think there's any way we're going to be able to play some. In the same position you are, that we're going to need to look to move the game. And both of us knew we had that October 7th date. And we called the commissioner, and Commissioner Swofford agreed with us. And then it was just some communication with our television partner. And then also, I think, as you all are aware, we moved the Georgia Tech game from a Thursday to a Saturday. And so, and there are some other, you know, games that moved. Obviously, the Louisville-Clemson game went into that 8 o'clock slot on Saturday night. And so it was getting everyone lined up. But, primarily it's the two schools involved in coordination with the conference.
Blake James, the athletic director at the University of Miami, is with us. Again, if you're just getting in your car, the game Saturday will take place, 3:30, scheduled time at Doak Campbell. There is going to be no changes because of the weather. The season, and I know, listen, no one will ever say it's tougher on us or whatever, but the season has been a challenge. But here you guys are, 3-0 and looking good. Athletic department has to be pretty damn excited about this football team right now.
No, really are. And credit to Coach Rick and the guys. The guys are the ones who are living it and going out and traveling all around the state and getting ready for games and being out there executing and doing what they need to do. And so we are excited. We were excited at the start of the year, and excited after week one. Obviously, weeks two and three threw a bit of a curveball, but we did what was most important for our students, our coaches, and our families, and came out of that and obviously got refocused up in Orlando, came down here, and we're excited to play football again, and went out and got the W there on that Saturday, and then went on the road last week to Duke, and a team, you know, that played real well. It, I think it was 4-0, and I know it beaten Northwestern, Baylor, and North Carolina, and obviously had a good program, and I thought the guys played great. So, again, looking forward to Saturday. This week's been different. We've been up at the Dolphins' practice bubble, and so obviously we want to see how much we appreciate the partnership we have there with the Dolphins. So to have that opportunity in the indoor facility was key, but it's a reminder to all those that haven't made the donation yet to the Carroll Sulfur Indoor Facility that we got to finish that campaign off and get that facility here in place, because it's something that our team obviously needs to have here. You won't want to miss two out of your three practice days. And I know the guys were outside today for about a half hour before the lightning siren went off, but they went inside here on campus today and were able to finish everything they need to do. So they'll be ready to go on Saturday, and looking forward to a great game.
How have ticket sales looked, by the way, this season for the football team?
Oh, they've been great.
Yeah.
Again, we've continued to get a good response. I'm sure it's no surprise to you guys. You guys have lived in this market. I think people get excited when there's an opportunity for someone to go out and have success, regardless of whatever that sport is. And I think people recognize what Coach Richt is doing, what he's building, and the opportunity that this team has to continue to build on what they accomplished last year. And hopefully that the next step in that takes place on Saturday.
Blake James, athletic director at the University of Miami, is with us. Okay, what can you tell us, now the hard stuff, what can you tell us about this FBI investigation into college basketball? Because it seems as if, even from the letter that Dr. Julio Frank released, it seems like the University of Miami is involved somehow, although Jim Larranaga and his attorney have been very vocal, or the attorney has been very vocal, that that there's nothing there. So what can you tell us?
All I'd really say, guys, is we're cooperating in the process, and obviously we'll let this all play out and we'll move forward.
What about the fans that have a little trepidation, say, heading into this basketball season, because you're excited as we are? Like, yeah, we love this basketball team, and this year's supposed to be really special. Like, is there any words of comfort that you could give Hurricane basketball fans where you have a little uncertainty all of a sudden?
Again, I think I would just say that it's a situation where we'll come through it, and we'll be out there. The commitment we've made to the students that are representing our program hasn't changed since last Tuesday, and they're going out competing for an ACC championship, and we'll continue to support their efforts, and we'll cheer them on all year long, and would hope everyone would be there cheering from the very opening night on November 10th all the way through to the end.
And as athletic director, is that the call that you missed the most sleep about? Because I got arrested at Gainesville, and I know Zook didn't like it, and it was Jeremy Foley at the time, Blake James. And I know he had to get up out of bed, and he was upset with me, but I don't know if he missed any sleep about a linebacker getting arrested. You know what I'm saying? But that investigation thing, from a professional standpoint, is that the call that you just don't want to get?
I think you never want to get a call with bad news. Obviously, some hit you harder than others. You know, well, it's not a great call, and obviously one you don't want to get. I think there's worse things that happened. While I was at the University of Maine, we had a student athlete who fortunately died due to a situation that he faced, and I think that's the worst call you can possibly get, and it's the worst call to have to make. And so, in the grand scheme of things, there's worse calls. You never like to have any type of violation, and if that's the case, we'll continue to do what we need to do. And again, it's too early to tell, what has happened. Again, right now, we're just really gathering information.
All right. So that's like the basic message, right, from the athletic department, from you, Blake James. Hey, we're doing our due diligence. We're cooperating, and go ahead and root as fans the way you normally would.
Yeah. Again, we're going to be opening up the season here, and everyone needs to come out, and this is going to be an exciting team to watch. Again, when you look at the talent that's coming back on this team, couple that with the outstanding talent that's come into this team. It's going to be a great Hurricane basketball season, and I'm confident that people will see an outstanding show there at the Watsco Center.
Yeah, because I think we're on the verge of something very special here, because I think the football team is legit good, and I think this basketball team is going to be legit good.
Young guys, very talented young dudes.
Like, how long, like, this 7 years in a row we've lost to FSU, Blake. 7 years in a row. Are we going to break that losing streak on Saturday?
Well, see, I'm the wrong person to ask, because if you had asked me for the last 7 years, I would have said we're going to win. So, as the athletic director, I'm bleeding orange and green and predicting the orange and green, the University of Miami, to win every single game. So there's never a game I don't think we're going to win. If I thought there was games we weren't going to win, I wouldn't be making a trip to those games. I'm too competitive. So if you could tell me at the start of the year, hey, you're going to lose these games, those are games I don't want to go to because I don't like losing. So I always want to win, and I know that's what Mark wants to do. I know that's the guys and our team want to do. With that said, obviously Florida State's got a great team. They've had our number, as you said, the last seven outings. So our guys will be ready to go, and it'll be a big game. And I think if we do everything we need to do, we'll come back here victorious.
Is there some genuine excitement on the Coral Gables campus about UMFSU week? Because we've been this is like the first week. While Toledo was fun, and obviously the opening week against Bethune-Cookman and Duke, and you got a primetime game. But this is the first week for Hurricanes football season where the preponderance of texts are talk UMFSU. We need more UM talk. Like the listeners and the UM fans, this is what we look forward to. Is there a noticeable excitement on the campus?
Yeah, I would say I think so. And I'm following probably more on social than anything else. I was actually in Indianapolis for NCAA meetings Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So this is my first day in the office. And so I'm kind of catching up on it. I'm actually going to go talk to Mark here after we're done talking, just so I can get his thoughts on how the week has gone and what we're looking for on Saturday, and as he sees it, you know, what are the things that we need to do and take care of to come home with the victory. And so I haven't had a chance to get as excited about it here in the market, but just following it on social media, I do think there's a lot of energy, but there's always a lot of energy for this game, and it's not something that's surprising. It's one that has a lot of battles that go back to when kids were growing up against each other to, you know, between the two schools and just the great history and tradition of these football programs and some of the games that have gone down to the very end and you know, just a final play on one team making a kick, missing a kick, whatever it is. It'll be an exciting day there on Saturday, and I know there's a lot of excitement in the market to have that happen.
Hey, Blake, we talked to you when Mark Richt first got down here. You know, you brought a great coach down. I respected him. I was going to play for him at Georgia. Everybody knows what Mark Richt did in the SEC. And you said he surprised you, his preparation, his excitement on an everyday basis. But that was 2 or 3 weeks in, I think, we talked to you. Over a year in now, is Mark Richt still surprising you with anything he does?
I don't know that it surprises me, because I've had, you know, as you said, over a year with him. And so it's just you know, one where I feel more and more confident every single day that we hired the best person to coach the University of Miami football program, and excited about where the program's going. And that's, Channing, I think what I would really say, you know, initially it was there, that initial surprise, and that intensity and commitment and passion that Mark has just continues to exude each and every day that you're around him, and just all the things that he's thinking of taking care of, and just the whole picture from developing young men, not only into football players, but into leaders and people who are going to be productive in society, and his genuine caring that they are successful in life, whatever that is, whether that's football or doing something else that they want to do, to the X's and O's, and his commitment on that front. So just on all fronts, you know, I'll say we as an institution couldn't be happier. Obviously, myself as the athletic director, it's been a great situation for us. And you know, as you touched on earlier, just a lot of excitement about the program, and one that I think is just going to be even brighter in the future.
Blake James, athletic director at the University of Miami, are you wearing the turnover chain right now?
No, I haven't, I haven't had a chance to put that on yet. I'll have to put that one on, and I'll tweet that photo out at some point. So I haven't had a chance with the turnover chain yet, but it is something that is taking the country by storm, and obviously it's something that our guys are excited about. I think as Coach Rick had mentioned with Joe Rose, I think our challenge is making sure when the guys do get a turnover that they keep their helmet on until they get to the sidelines, because we're gonna start getting too many of those celebration penalties for taking our helmet off, just because the excitement to get over to the sideline and get that chain on.
Did they come to you for permission?
Did they
come to Blake James and say, look, this is what we want to do when there's a turnover? Or is this one of those things where it's you ask for forgiveness rather than for permission?
I got to be honest. I think they know I'm a big enough fan that they wouldn't have gotten anything from me but thumbs up. But if they were looking for it, it was going to be forgiveness, because I didn't know about it until that that first turnover. Was Malik Young, I think, got the first turnover.
That's what Channing was saying. He was like, I wonder if Blake James found out the same time we did watching on TV that there was a turnover chain.
I did. I was wondering what it is. My kids actually quickly informed me what it was, because as you guys are well aware, they're the ones who are up on social media and all that right away. So my son was giving me the breakdown of it all. But, yeah, it was something that I was made aware of when I saw Malik putting it on.
And, Blake, as the athletic director of UM, knowing the past, do you have to have that swag where you got to like the Cuban link with the UM with the turnover chain? Does the AD of UM have to have the UM swag too?
I don't know if he has to, but I've always appreciated and enjoyed the passion of our community and our fan base, and I think it's great. And you have to be careful that you don't come off in a way that's viewed negatively. But I think our guys are having a lot of fun with it. It's creating a lot of excitement. It's something that I think our community and our university are excited about, and so I think it's great.
You can no comment me if you want here, but have you given any thought to going to a meeting with the FBI wearing the turnover chain?
You're okay. You're
Get
okay.
In there.
Well played, sir. Well played. Blake James, athletic director at the University of Miami. Always a pleasure talking to you. Good luck on Saturday. We're rooting for you.
Hey, thanks, guys. You guys have a great day.
Blake James, that was the perfect answer.
You always saying something at the wrong time.
That
man.
Was the perfect answer. That was excellent. That would be a great meeting, though.
No, it wasn't.
He's wearing the chain. Dr. Frank is wearing the chain.
No, Frank's is naked.
With just the chain.
Just the chain.
Just the chain.
Chested. Now we're talking.
Come at me. Come at me, bro.
Get in there.
Randall Hill is going to join us next. Everybody wants to keep talking UMFSU. This guy, you talk about swagger.
He better not get slick with me.
That guy's got the swagger. He can get slick all he wants. Randall Thrill Hill. It's UMFSU week. We'll talk with him next.
The number one Chevy dealer in Broward and Palm Beach is Lubeck Road Coconut Creek Chevrolet. Number one. And you helped us get there. My man, the general manager, Eric Nunez, and myself, we want to thank you, listeners, for going out to Lubeck Road Coconut Creek Chevrolet, seeing these beautiful Chevys, seeing the customer satisfaction that Lubeck Road gives you, and purchasing these Chevys right there. Thank you. And Eric wanted me to thank you as well. To get to number one is not easy, but Eric had a plan. Anything in life that you plan for, you can succeed. And Eric had a plan, and the first part of his plan to get to number one was telling his award-winning staff that every customer that walks in this door needs to get treated fairly and with respect, and that's what they do. The best customer satisfaction, highest rated in customer satisfaction. I know it. I have a beautiful Chevy from Lubeck Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet, and the inventory. That beautiful Chevrolet that I wanted to find, the perfect color, the perfect interior, the perfect options. My man, Eric, he fills up his lot with the inventory with you in mind. He wants to have all the cars, all the options, all the colors, everything you need with those beautiful Chevy cars and trucks, the Cruises, Camaros, so beautiful. The Malibus are awesome. The Silverados, I love them. And all those beautiful Chevy cars and trucks that you're looking for. And this is the kicker, the guaranteed lowest price in the state of Florida on a Chevy. The guaranteed lowest price. Everything you need in stock and customer satisfaction, that's how you get to number one in Broward and Palm Beach. Visit CoconutCreekChevrolet.com, or better yet, stop by and see what number one looks like. They're off 441 just south of the Sawgrass Expressway. Find new roads at Lubeck Road, Coconut Creek Chevy.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Yes.
All about me.
They don't have something like this for Florida.
We got Mr. Two Bits.
Mr. Who?
Two Bits.
One bits, two bits, three bits, a dollar?
It's 2-4.
2 bits, 4 bits, six bits, $1.
All Florida Gators, stand up and holler.
That is so lame. That is so lame. I can't wait to bring on Randall Thrill Hill here because that is the lamest. That's you're going to throw that out at us against yeah. Uncle Luke? It's all about the U?
Oh, man, all that beebity bop. Nobody wants that in the stadium.
Let's go to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline and talk with Randall Thrill Hill, one of the legendary characters around the University of Miami, and it being FSU week, you got to bring out the players who understand the swagger and intensity and excitement of UMFSU, and nobody fits that description better than Randall Hill. Hello, Thrill.
Well, it's not legendary. It's actually infamous.
Infamous is right. You're right.
And as far as crowd is concerned, you can always go Gators. You know whatever.
Why you say it like that? Why you make it sound so dumb?
It sounds like a cartoon.
No. Go Gators.
Yay!
Hey, man, why you won't flip whatever. Your wrist when you
go
say Gators?
Go Gators.
Whatever works.
Hey, Thrill, when you were playing, and listen, Canes fans, we all know this, but I like hearing the players talk about when you were playing, what did FSU week mean?
This is the week where you lay it all on the line. This is the week where you consider not shaking hands with your opponent at the coin toss. This is the week where when you're warming up and both teams are warming up on opposite sides of the field, as a receiver, you stretch your legs a little bit and you run through their warm-ups. This is the week where when the other team is getting ready to go in the locker room, when FSU is getting ready to go in the locker room, you literally think about standing in front of their locker room door. This is also the week when you are in Dope Campbell Stadium, you forbid him or you stand in the way so that he can't throw his little spear in the middle of the field. This is that week. This is the week where when you have the Ibis, who was crazy as John Ruth, where he almost gets arrested on Florida State Troopers. This is the week where you line up on the sideline during practice and you have speakers about 5 or 6 feet tall and you play the Florida State chant all week. This is the week where it's time to style and profile. This is that week.
Oh, man. I love hearing Thrill say it because this, I feel like the Hurricanes under Mark Richt and right and under Manny Diaz and with the turnover chain and stuff, doesn't it feel like we're starting to feel like it did in your era?
It feels like it. But again, and Crowder, you know, he will co-sign this. You can talk as much as you want. And we did all the talking. You're talking to Mr. Talker during a game. I never talked before a game, but during a game I talked. You have to get it done on the field. You can talk all the noise all you want and all the rivalry and this and that and that and this, but you have to get it done on the field. The team that is now the present University of Miami, they're not to that point where they're actually intimidating people like Muhammad Ali back in the day or the University of Miami back in the day before a game or before a fight. This is not that they haven't gotten there yet. They're trying to get that way, but you know, it's time for them to become gladiators. And when they stand out on the field, they can actually say, are you not entertained?
Is there, no question, Thrill, is UM-FSU. FSU is UM's biggest rivalry?
It honestly speaking, it used to be Notre Dame. And they're going to play Notre Dame this year. Florida was it until they got off the schedule. That was a big one. But and you know what it is, bro. When you talk about interstate rivalries, FSU, Florida, which, you know, I applaud all the schools for what they've done. You're talking about you went to school with maybe one of your high school teammates and then they're going to University of Miami or they're going to Florida State. So you kind of want to be able to talk noise when you sit there playing cards or having a beer with someone. So it's a big rivalry, and hopefully it can get back to where it was. I don't, listen, FSU is, people say that they're on the ropes right now. I don't count that. For the simple fact is, it is a rivalry week. And you know what that's like. You can throw all the record books out. You can throw, you know, history out. Wide right, wide left, you know, Deion Sanders. Throw all that out. Irvin, throw all that out. You have to play it on the line because there's no telling who's going to win.
And three, I want to ask you about, like, when you play. I've watched the highlights. Everybody know the highlights, the double shooters coming out. We know Randall Thrill here. We know you. Mm-hmm. But that video, it's not HD, if you see what I'm getting at. It's a thrill. It's a little throwback, man. It's a little
man,
further
don't,
back.
Don't just let that slide, Randall. Don't just let that slide.
But no, Thrill, I wanted to ask you, is it nasty? Like, because I don't see rivalries now. It seems like back in the day, like, if that year – you and Florida State, if y'all saw each other out at a bar, the UM team versus Florida State, I think it might have been a rumble. I don't know if the rivalries are nasty anymore. I think they're more tamed.
Well, you're, honestly speaking, you got to understand, okay, even when there was a Pablo, I forgot his name, Lopez, he went to South Miami High School. He was from the area, and he went to Florida State. He got killed up there back in the day. The rivalry, we kept it on the field. Because even when Lopez got killed, you had University of Miami players went to his funeral. Because it's a matter of respect, from Florida State to the University of Florida. I mean, Crowder, you and I, we don't really hang out. We don't really go. But you know what? If you pick up the phone and you call me and you need something, it's going to get done. Because it's that respect that I have for you as a player going to the University of Florida, or some of the Florida State guys. Whatever we could do to help one another, we have to, because we are Florida guys, meaning state of Florida guys, and we need to show the rest of the NFL that football starts and stops here in the state of Florida. Yeah, Texas, they I gotta say this kind of low because I'm actually in Texas right now. Yeah, they do rival us a little bit, and they do got some talent, but the state of Florida is what it's all about. And, yeah, we keep the rivalry on the field. Well, whatever we do off the field, we need to help one another.
Randall Thrill Hill is with us. UMFSU week. So we've lost 7 in a row to the Seminoles. Can they snap the losing streak on Saturday, Thrill?
They can if they stay focused. There's going to be big plays. There's going to be bad plays. Florida State, is, for the most part, has beaten us in the special teams. But if the University of Miami goes out and if they look at the record, oh, here comes a plane. I mean, it's going to get a little bit loud. I'm right by an airport. Hold on, forgive me. But if I want to talk a little bit louder so you guys can hear me. Okay.
What are you doing out there, Randall?
Oh, come on, man. I can't be telling you what I'm doing out here in Texas. Mm-hmm. Just remember, I am them. I am them. We are they. We're a figment of your imagination and dismissed as so. I am a man in black. Don't forget I work for the government.
All right.
Anyway,
if you tell on somebody.
If you see something, say something.
You about to snitch. That's what I got out of that sentence.
I'm not a snitch. I am the man. I'm the man with the plan. I'm the man with the bad. But no, when you talk about what the hell were we saying? I had a plane flew
up. Well, we were saying, can Miami break the losing streak on Saturday?
If the University of Miami pays attention to Florida State's record, they're gonna have a problem. If they look at it as though Florida State is undefeated and they're trying to knock Florida State off, then I think they can get it done. But you can't look at the records in this one. Trust me, and Fowler will co-sign that.
What do you think of Malik Rozier so far?
I think he's good. I think he, he's performed well, but, it's still early in the season, and you can't sit back and just be happy with your performance. Any true athlete who's trying to take it to the next level and trying to win a championship or a conference championship or a national championship is never satisfied with that one particular performance. It's history. It's time to make new history. So he has to continue to upgrade and perform well.
Thrill, Mark Richt now. He's over a year. He's been there over a year. He's had a full recruiting cycle, had his last year to get going. Now he got his whole team. Is there any criticism of Mark Richt? Is he what the Canes have been looking for through, I'd say, 4 or 5 head coaches?
I think that he's the guy to get it done. If you look at the last few coaches, I think that he's above the rest. And, and just some of the details that he's trying to have his players perform on the field. I think that, the whole chain thing, I thought that was a riot. I thought it was funny. if it was me, I think, I would have had a cape with an S on the back on it, and green and orange. Put this off up on the sideline and fire around a little bit. But no, I think he's trying to get back to a little bit more of that swagger. And you know, people talk about swagger now. And Crowder, yeah, you didn't play long in the league. And I'm not sitting here trying to pull your chain or anything, but guys such as yourself who had that swagger on the field, whether you played longer or not, I didn't play that long. I only did 7 years. It shows what the state of Florida can do. It shows what guys from these major schools in the state of Florida can do. And they have to get it done on game day. And if the University of Miami can get it done on game day, then you can say, hey, you know what? Coach Rick has the guys and has the team and the University of Miami headed in the right direction.
Man, I hope they do. It feels like they do. Because even like you say, that turnover chain, you'd have done a cape or whatever. But the first time you saw that this season, like, you had to smile because that's got to remind you of the 80s.
Well, first, I thought it was a joke. I thought somebody was, you know, it was like, you know, Photoshop. Because I didn't see it on TV. I saw it in the form of a picture. And I'm like, whoa, this is for real? So I'm like, man, if I would have had the privilege of being able to do something like that, I would have said, man, listen, we're going to have a cape. And we're going to put the U on the back of the cape instead of an S. And you're going to be able to put that on when you come to the sideline for a change of downs or a big play or whatever, because you're actually making super plays, whether it be running through a tunnel or whether it be 3rd and 43. Let's get her done.
Thrill, being a wide receiver, I got to ask you, man. Ahmad Richards, he's impressed me. But Berrios had some games as well. Lawrence Cager, he is gigantic. That 6'5" guy, he's impressed me as well, watching those Canes. If Saturday now, 3rd and 11 from the 11, 8 seconds left, down by 4, somebody got to get the ball. Which UM receiver would you like to see that ball thrown to?
Okay, you got to tell me what part of the field are we on. Where are we?
We on the 11, baby. Red zone. Let's make something happen. We got to score. We're down by 4.
Okay. 11, red zone, slot guy, give it to Berrios. Come on. Let's keep it real.
Berrios, your man.
How about if you do that situation, all-time Canes receivers, though?
All-time Cane receiver?
Who's got to get that ball in that situation, Thrill? Don't disappoint me.
Oh, man, come on, man. I want to say me, but I can't say me.
No, say you. Say you.
Who else, Thrill?
I got to keep it real, man. Listen, if this 3rd and 43 and, you know, not 3rd and 42 or 41, but if it's 3rd and 43, come on, man. Where else you going to throw the ball to? I mean, tell me, man.
For real. Like,
how to play, don't play, Blake. Come on, Blake. Don't play, Blake. But no. But, you know, Irvin, you know, he was a clutch guy. Johnson was a clutch guy. Moss, you know, clutch guy. You had a lot of clutch guys. But it's his 3rd down and half of the field. No, give me the ball.
That's right.
I'm going with Thrill.
That's right. You're going with Thrill. That's right. Randall Thrill Hill, UMFSU week. This is going to be fun, hopefully, on Saturday. Thank you for making time for us, Randall. We always love I always love talking about the old days. I don't know how much the haters do, but I always love it. So let's get a victory Saturday, Thrill.
We're gonna adopt Crowder, and what we're gonna do is I'm gonna give him one of my rings since I got two, and we're gonna put them on his finger, and we're gonna let him take pictures and send it to the University of Florida.
Man, I want that damn ring.
Hey, you know what else you might be able to give him? Give him a few of your credits too, because he's a few credits short of graduating.
Hey, Thrill, man, you in with the government, man? Dude, pull some strings to get my credits up at UF.
Do me a favor, man. Y'all get the hell off my phone, please.
See you, Thrill.
All right, take care.
Randall Thrill Hill. That's UMFSU week right
that
there.
Is.
That guy has lived it. As Florida State week continues, so Canes head to Tallahassee. Alex Dono and Casey Jones, they will broadcast Countdown to Kickoff live from Milam's Market in Coconut Grove at 11:30. And then Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr., Josh Darrell call the action with a 3:30 kickoff. And then you can join Hollywood, Danny Rabinowitz, for the postgame party at Shucker's Waterfront Grill off the 79th Street Causeway. That's all Saturday right here on the home of the U and South Florida's official football station, 560 WQAM.
This podcast is presented by David Lowen Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.